Let's go to the movies now. David O. Russell is a director on a clear hot streak. His last two films, Silver Linings Playbook and The Fighter, pleased critics and also did well at the box office. Our film critic Kenneth Turan says his new film, American Hustle, is likely to do the same.
David O. Russell is an audacious original with an affinity for edgy American madness. American Hustle, his outlandishly entertaining new film, is a 21st century screwball farce about 1970s con men, scam artists, and those who dream of living large. American Hustle takes its inspiration from Abscam, an FBI sting operation that led to bribery convictions for several members of Congress. Back we go to the era of gold chains, aviator sunglasses, outlandish clothes, and hair that just won't quit. Paunchy, balding Irving Rosenfeld, played by Christian Bale, may look unprepossessing, but in fact, he's a practiced con artist with the gift of gab.
I'm like the Viet Cong, man, all right? I'm in and I'm out. I was there the whole time. You don't know it, all right? That's an art of becoming somebody who people can pin their beliefs and their dreams on.
Irving meets Sidney Prosser, played by Amy Adams, at a Long Island pool party, where they bond over a shared passion for a legend of jazz.
Is that Duke Ellington on your bracelet?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. He died this year, you know?
I know. I doubt anyone else here knows or cares about it.
Well, I care about it. He saved my life many times.
Mine too.
Irving and Sidney become quite successful grifters. They also become lovers, even though Irving is already married to a slightly unhinged woman played by Jennifer Lawrence. Things get even more complicated when the lovers are busted by an FBI agent played by Bradley Cooper. He has grandiose plans of going after white-collar criminals and wants to manipulate Irving and Sidney to get his operation off the ground. As director Russell has demonstrated in past films, out-of-control characters are his specialty. Like a cowboy working in the biggest of corrals, he lets his characters roam as far and wide as they please before reining them in with perfect control at the close.
Kenneth Turan, you hear him on Morning Edition. He also reviews movies for the Los Angeles Times. And this is NPR News.